Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite. Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J.
Hey, yes, sir, I got me one of them. It's Miss J in the morning, Mary Mary Super Friend. Good morning to everyone who has tuned in this morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Ms.J. Productions. Make sure you log on. Call in 714-816-4743. Those of you who have called in now, I see you. Good morning to you. Thanks for repping your city. We got the Ms. J area code check-in coming on later in the show. Of course, I got some news, some things going on around the world I got to update y'all on. You know, Your girl got to put you up on game. Keep us going. Keep us great in 2013. Also, today is a special show. That's my popular demand. I don't know why y'all love this, but I love it, too. It's a special double-up show where you get back-to-back plays of your favorite artist and your favorite song. So let's keep the party going. That was Mary Mary Superfriend. Here's your girls again, Eric and Tina, Erica, and Tina, a.k.a. the real Mary Mary. Go get it. It's Miss J in the Morning. We'll be right back after this.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you home. See, everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for.
You know how folks is. They fake. Hey, let's just keep it real. You got people that love you one day, they don't love you the next. They want to be with you one day, they don't want to be with you the next. Then your homie this day got your back. Then when stuff go down, you can't find them nowhere. But the one person, the one being that will never leave is our Father God. He is a super friend. And I got me one of them. Do you got him? Do you got him? Well, he got you, and I got you right here on Miss J in the Morning, so keep it locked right here. We got a lot of stuff going on around the world, and one thing y'all know I'm passionate about is our kids, but we're going to get right back into some music. Here's our boy Sam Collier. We're going to give it our all right here on Miss J in the Morning, and we'll be right back with news around the world.
Yeah, it's a revolution. I'm changing the Constitution. No losing, cause we're not losing anymore. We gotta keep moving. You can't stop this movement, cause we We are on another level, in another place and time. I'm on my grind, so I'ma hit the streets up like it's my last time. Living. I'ma hit the block up like it's my last time. Giving everything I have away. Yeah, and I don't care if they say I'm not winning.
I lose it? Y'all know I love that song. That Sam Collier, No Losing. Right before that, we doubled up, Give It All. Make sure you log on to nolosing.com, download the trilogy, No Losing Project, Volume 1, 2, and 3 for free. Hit them up on Facebook, let them know how you love them. We love them right here on Midday in the Morning. Good morning to all of you who are calling in. The switchboards are still lighting up. I'm glad y'all getting up and making a choice to start your day the right way right here with your girl, Miss Day. Miss Day in the Morning, where we OD on what? Positivity. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's the Miss Day Challenge. 21 consecutive days it takes to develop a habit. 21 consecutive days, y'all. That means you don't take weekends off. You don't take a break. You don't take one day off. Then go 6 days. You got to keep doing it. 21 days straight. Then it becomes a habit. Build a habit of positivity. Now, that doesn't mean that you're always going to be happy all the time. Doesn't mean it's going to feel good all the time. It doesn't mean that you're going to want to do it all the time. You're going to need some help, and I'm here to help you. Sometimes I need help, too, y'all, because, you know, folks will try you. They will try you over and over again. I done said it before. They try me, too. But you have control over only your actions. So be proactive, not reactive. And produce a habit of positivity in others. It's the only drug approved by God. It's the only infection that everybody needs to get and would be glad to get. So go ahead and infect your kids with positivity so they can go ahead and get it all on their friends at school and their teachers. Get it on your husband. Get it on your wife. Put it all in your car. Put it on the street. Just rub it across your neighborhood so everybody around you can be positive. That's what the world needs, is a heavy dose of positivity. Now, getting back into what I was saying earlier about my kids, y'all know I love the next generation, and I'm so passionate about making sure they get it. They have to get it. These are the ones that's going to take care of us when we retire, and y'all, when we too old, take care of ourselves. Yes, the crazy ones, the ones that's doing this crazy mess out here and wiping their private parts. You remember the story I told you about the whipping the private parts out and rub them on mail posts and in restaurants and all. These are the ones that they got to be president of the United States and world leaders. We got to get them together right now. And one way that I know, I don't know if this is helping us or hindering us, is this technology. We are all getting crazy over these phones, spending $400 and $500 just to have the latest phone. You can't pay your car note. Your kids is hungry and eating hot dogs every day for dinner, but they got an iPad. They got a Wii in one room, two DVD players, a TV in every room, but they got holes in their shoes and they can't spell and they're 9 years old. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if technology is helping or if it's hindering, and I know that it's a tool that we're supposed to use, so I'm putting it on us, on the parents, on the ones who are responsible, on the ones who have been called, on the ones that are obligated to make sure that they get it right. So the previous show we talked about coming out this March, and this is a story, I want you guys to do your research. It's true. Talked about the iPod-y is coming out. Yeah, no, not the iPod, not the iPad, the iPod-y. Yeah, P-O-T-T-Y, where they go to the bathroom. Yeah, starting in March, it's been released in Las Vegas, the technology convention. Starting in March, the iPod-y will be available for your toddlers who's learning how to potty train. They can sit there and play with the iPod right on the potty. It'll be $40 for the potty. That's excluding the iPad if you already have an iPad. But if you want to get the iPad with it, they're actually adding, like, a discount to buy it together. So it's crazy. Yeah, so now you can't even be in the bathroom without having some kind of entertainment. And psychologists, we're all going crazy because the children are overstimulated. You wonder why your kids just can't sit down and be quiet. It's because they're just used to being entertained 24/7. They don't want to sit down and read a book because the book got to talk to them. It got to move. It got to dance. It has to do something. So now in the United States, New York City, NYC, those of you who are out there trying to be pioneers in technology with children, no more textbooks in New York City public schools. That might be coming soon. There are over 17,000 public schools in New York City, and it has been proposed that there will be no more textbooks. It has been proposed and actually considered that coming soon, possibly even starting this year, that every student will have a tablet. No more textbooks. Everybody will get a tablet. They'll upload the information they need from the internet, books and all that stuff, and all they got to do is use their little finger and swipe across the screen to turn the page. What do y'all think about it? No more textbooks. No, no. No more. No more. They're spending more than $100 million a year on textbooks. That's what the New York City Council speaker said. And proposing 2014, they are hopefully saying that that will go down because that's more than enough money to put a tablet in every student's hand in 17,000 public school. This is not a private school because people is rich and they add money and they got all these shares and all that. No, this is for public schools in New York City. They're actually wanting to push it to start this fall 2013, but it's projected to go down in 2014. People are being enraged. Some people are excited about it. You know, parents are talking about my kids got tons to carry. They're getting, you know, osteoporosis and all this crazy stuff in their back. And all this because they got to carry around backpacks. You know, now they got to get the backpacks with the wheels because they're carrying around too many books and the books is too heavy and vandalism and tears and repairs. So to alleviate it all, everybody just gets a tablet. So what do y'all think about it? Is that going to help? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But actually right now, as we speak, 9% of schools in the United States has actually already transferred to using technology more so than textbooks. They are saying teachers are now just becoming facilitators. They're just there to monitor and to help facilitate and guide the students. And that's where we're going with education because technology is where we're – I mean, there's actually – the Center for Digital Education and the vice president actually quote, "We do not believe the textbook will remain a central pillar of learning." Books are out, y'all. No more books, no more papers. So maybe we'll have more trees, which means more oxygen and healthy air and less global warming. I don't know. Let's see what the Green Party will talk about. I don't know, y'all. I just really pray that we get it together because, of course, we have to worry about kids getting on the internet. What are you going to block? What are you going to allow? Now, the parents got to be responsible for it. The kids got to be responsible for it. Like, what age? It's in 17,000 public schools. So now my elementary school student ain't going to know, or is it only for high school students? I mean, there's so much going on, and everybody's crazy about these computers. Now, I said it before. I'm an 80s baby. So I remember when. But for the majority of my life, it was. I was just like right on the in-between, but I can't get, there's no more books, no more libraries. What is that going to do with our libraries now? I mean, just to get on that too, and now I'm just going on a rant because y'all know how I feel about the kids and this craziness and all this technology, but I took my son to the library and we just had like a whole day together and it was just beautiful, beautiful weather. Got on public transportation, and just, of course, he loves it. That's the best thing to do is to ride a bus. Praise the Lord for him. He's only four, so the little things. But took him to the public library and allowed him to have story time, and we're picking up books, and we're excited about books, and we're excited about learning, and he wanted to get on the computer to play a game, and, of course, it's a library. You have to be quiet. So I asked for the headsets. But you know they don't get a headset no more. You got to bring your own Avive, the headsets at the library. I said, what? I got to pay for my child to sit here for 30 minutes to listen to the computers that you guys provide. So now you have to buy the headset. So those of you that are in Stockton, California, the public library, you have to bring your own headsets in or you have to purchase them. I believe they're about $3. So now they're selling the little teeny headsets for your children. That's not free. Also, if you get a whole bunch of books, there's no more bags. They just don't even help you carry the books out. You got to bring your own bag or you purchase the totes that they now have for sale. Libraries are struggling, so these things and conveniences that we love, because of technology taking over, now you got to pay for everything at the library. Technology, you don't even talk to the librarian anymore. You self-check out your book, you scan your card, you scan the book, and you get on out. So is the future, you know, remember watching all those movies with computers taking over, iRobot and all this stuff, is this really where we're headed in the world? Or is it just a distraction from what's really going on? Y'all think about that. I'll go to commercial break, let y'all marinate on that, what I've learned today. I also want to talk about this food. Y'all know Miss J is on her weight, trying to keep it tight, keep it right, stay healthy so I can be there for my kids and children that are to come and my great-grands and all that great stuff. But what's in our food? What are we eating? I cut out a lot of things. I don't eat pork. I rarely eat beef. I'm trying to cut out a whole bunch of breads and sugars and all that stuff. But some of the things that we, I don't know. Got some stories to tell about that. So let's go to commercial break, some more music. We got the area code check-in coming up right after the commercial break. But I'm going to let y'all know, be careful what you put in your mouth, even if you think it's healthy. Miss J in the morning, here's a commercial break. We'll be right back after this.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity. The Ryan Show. Inspirational music. Uplifting topics, resources, spoken word artists, bands, comedians, and event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway. The website, www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Does Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Rod Ush out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the morning.
Miss J in the morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We are now featured on iArtistRadio.com. Not one, not two, not even three times a week, y'all. Because of y'all continuing to show me so much love, we are now featured 5 days a week. So make sure you log on iArtistRadio.com 5 days a week right there. And make sure you download the iTunes app. Yes, I'll be featured on a mobile app, y'all. You can listen 24/7 to the best in R&B, the best in hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, morning inspiration, and your girl, Miss J, in the morning. A special thank you to all of you who continue to text me, give me encouraging words, those of you who like my status on Facebook, those of you who are keeping up with me on the Miss J Forum, new videos being uploaded frequently, so make sure you log on. Those of you who are following me on Twitter and you're retweeting what I say, thank you so, so, so much. Those of you who love me enough to even text me and say good morning and to support me and to request your songs, thank you so much. I love all of y'all around the world. So happy about my boy Matt Ruiz out there in Costa Rica. Listen to me in Costa Rica. Love you, boo. Those of you who are checking in from Japan, the UK, even Canada. I got listeners in Canada. I don't know if it's the French part of Canada or the American part of Canada, but I don't care. I've never been there, so I'm going to make a trip this year. I am going to make a trip to Canada this year. I'm too close not to get there. So shout out to all of my Canadian listeners out there. Everybody, I love you so much. It's because of your love that I'm able to get up every day and show y'all some love. Y'all help me OD on positivity. That's how we do it. That's how family do right here on Miss J in the morning. So y'all know what time it is, right? It's time for the Miss J area code check-in. Those of you who are called in, I got you logged in. Those of you who are listening on the computer, make sure you get in on this. Like I said before, if you call in and the line is busy, you got to hang up and call right back. You got to get in where you fit in. I'm always excited to see you guys pop up, and it's not about the numbers, But the numbers confirm how much love is around the world and how much y'all love to OD on positivity. Only been on air for 5 short months, and we already have over 13,000 faithful listeners. So that is a true testament that God is amazing, God is great, and I started without a penny on this show. So shout out to you. Those of you who've been following me ever since I was in ATL with Firestarter Kingdom Radio, I love y'all. Y'all been with me since before I even knew anything about radio. So thank you to you too. Shout out to New Birth out there and my Sonia Georgia. Those are my faithful listeners out there. Thank you so much. Love you, boo. Okay, so I got all my thank yous. If I forgot anybody, please don't be mad because y'all quit to send me a message and say, you didn't say my name. I love you all. So those of you who called in, I got you logged in. Let's go. Here we go. 501-210-770-404-518-702-864-678-513-408-323-860-916-757-917. Oh, I got you all. Thank you so much for calling in. Those of you who are listening on your computer, shout out to the PCs and to the Macs. Those of you who are down with AT&T and listening on your iPhone, thank you for the iPhones. Thank you for the droids. I'm a droid. Shout out to all the droids out there. I don't know. Am I going to make the conversion? I don't know where technology is going right now. Y'all know Google is not under the Privacy Act, right? Yeah, I got to educate y'all. You know, back in the day when we had AOL, Instant Messenger, Netscape, and Yahoo, those were the biggest, like, internet social networks ever. Everybody was on AOL. There was a Privacy Act that went out, I believe it was like 96, between 96 and 1998. Google was only a search engine at that time, and so those laws did not apply to Google, and Google, with their smart selves, were like, well, hey, we don't have to give y'all that privacy because all we're doing is helping you search. That's all we're doing, so the law doesn't apply to us. And as the laws were amended and upgraded and changed, Google remained outside of the loop. So, of course, through your Google email accounts, there is privacy. They can't share all of your personal emails, but they still aren't under the Privacy Act as far as your searches being protected and your IP address, which is your computer social security number, how they are able to track you. That is not under the Privacy Act. So is it a coincidence that now YouTube is attached to Google? Now everybody has to download Google Chrome? I'm not a conspiracist. I'm just putting the facts out there, letting y'all know, be careful. Watch out there now. Google is taking over. They got a little shaky because Bing is trying to come up and do some things, but I don't know. Google got it on lock. They got YouTube now. Everybody's on YouTube. I'm even on YouTube. But just be careful. Even the videos you watch are logged, can be sold and shared. Never know. People have actually been convicted for major crimes and sent to federal prison because of what they searched on Google. Interesting. So let's get back into some music. It's a special Double Up show where you get 2 times of your favorite artist and your favorite music. We're going to talk about food right after this. It's Jill Scott. I know I got some haters out there. I love y'all, too. Thank you for listening and waiting for me to fail. Y'all motivate me. All the manure and the mess, you know, all that good stuff. That stuff is helping me grow, and I know it's helping y'all, too. So we're going to join Jill Scott and tell our haters, hey, homie, we'll be right back after this. Miss J in the morning.
Silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an oldie, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
there's only one way to get my day started, and that's by listening to Miss J in the Morning.
The night, understand it's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him, that's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love them all, let me give you what I got, so. I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Less, less, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the dawn all night long, you're so blessed. Yes. Hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yeah,
even if I don't play it on the show, I play it in my house every day. My son knows that song by heart, which is so sad. But it's true. Count your blessings. You are blessed, and I am blessed to have you with Miss J in the Morning. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Today is a special double-up day where you get a second dose of your favorite artist and the songs that you love right here on Miss J in the Morning. Because of the love that you show me, we are now featured on iartistradio.com 5 days a week. Shouts out to my East Coast family. Make sure you log on and listen. Check out my page and let me know. We're going to do some upgrades, y'all. Shouts out to DJ Abnormal out there doing it big with iArtist Radio and my family out there, all the other DJs. Those of you who are doing it big on internet radio, shouts out to you. I love all the support that I get. So y'all hook up with me on my website, MissJProductions.com. All of my supporters are listed. It's being added and updated almost daily. So we have pages and pages of supporters, but all of their information and links to their page are on my website. So if you want to support Miss J and be listed as a Ms. J supporter, go ahead and email me, info@MsJProductions.com. Subject line, put supporter, or I want to support you or something, to let us know what the email is about. Y'all be forgetting that part. Then y'all get mad when we can't get back to you the next day. Make sure you hit me up on Facebook. Become my friend and follow me on Twitter. I need some new followers. I follow a lot of people. Y'all can follow me. We all family. Follow me, I'll follow you back. Ain't that the Twitter way? All right, so let's get it together right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Some more things that are going on in the news with our food. Interesting story, which is quite funny. It was featured on Life Inc., The Economy, and You on Today. Y'all know the Today Show, Good Morning Today, all that good stuff. There was an issue with Subway, y'all. Subway has been the pioneer. It started out with, what was his name? Was it Jared? Or is Jared the jeweler? Or Jared, what's his name? I don't remember. The guy that went on the Subway diet, and he lost, like, I think 100 or over 100 pounds just eating Subway sandwiches and choosing the healthier way and exercising. So now he has unlimited access for the rest of his life for Subway, and Subway just blew up. Everybody's trying to get healthy, doing the Subway thing. They got healthier choices now with breads. You can get all veggie and all that great stuff, and I love Subway. They started with the $5 foot long, 12 inches, a whole foot of food for $5. You can't get that nowhere else, and then if you get the chips and the soda, it's only like $3 more, so you're still under $10 for literally two meals. I never have sat there eating the whole sandwich. I always tell them to cut it in half, sometimes in fours, because these sandwiches be good. You get at a good Subway, you get a good sandwich, but unfortunately, there was a Facebooker who went to a bad Subway. I don't know what happened, but this past Tuesday, a Facebook user posted a picture of his foot long, and the foot long is in quotations, because the foot long, the picture that he showed, was up to a tape measure, and it barely reached 11 inches. Oh, the caption read, "Subway, please respond." And, of course, y'all know how Facebook is. Man, that thing went viral. It went quick. It got over 130,990 likes. It got over 3,910 shares and 5,890 comments. That was on Tuesday. And counting. So some people are being funny and saying they're calling their congressional for a congressional hearing about it. They should ask for a one-inch refund and all this. But putting a tape measure up against the sandwich, it barely reached 11 inches. So it's not a foot long. He actually put out that, hey, Subway, give me free sandwiches or I'm suing you for false advertisement. So today went and interviewed Subway, and Subway said, well, you know, we have all these millions and thousands of stores all over the place, and, you know, everybody doesn't do it the way that it's supposed to be done, so we apologize for you not getting a foot long, but we have very specific directions on how to prepare the bread and the food and blah, 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 blah. There's actually over 38,000 Subway restaurants worldwide. So they're just basically saying everybody ain't going to do it right, and we're sorry that you went to one that didn't. Well, after they released that statement, workers from Subway, people that actually work at Subway, responded and said, hey, wait a minute, the bread actually comes frozen and already proofed. So all we do is put it in the oven and heat it up so it can rise. So if it ain't us to par, that's on y'all. It ain't on us. Don't put it on the workers. So it's actually causing conflict. We later went back and tried to look at the responses that Subway was saying. So they, like, basically took them down. They're unavailable now. People are actually copying and pasting the picture, and now people are trying to get free sandwiches and all that. So now there's this big uproar that Subway is not giving you a foot long for $5. So I mean, I don't think that's a big deal, but I think it's actually interesting, because have anybody ever thought to actually measure it? How do we know it's actually a foot long? But it's still just $5, y'all. What do you want, $4? Because they didn't give you a whole inch. Then they pile it like it's, you know, 11 inches wide, but it's about 4 inches high because you're getting every single veggie that they got on the line. So you never know. We'll see what's up with this Facebooker. I'm going to stay on it to see if he actually gets free Subway sandwiches for the rest of his life as he requested, or if he actually goes that far to actually sue them for false advertisement. I mean, technically, according to law, it is. If you say I'm giving you 12 inches and that's what you're paying for, you're supposed to give them 12 inches, and he only got 11. So, let's see what's up with Subway, but... on the other side of the United States, out in the UK, shout out to all of y'all out there, something interesting with our food. Ugh, this was really disgusting. Now, y'all be careful. Paying attention to your food, like measuring your sandwiches, we got to do that now. Shout out to Subway, thanks a lot. But in the UK, there were supermarkets that have to take off all of their hamburgers off of the shelves, take them out, no more selling hamburger meat because horse meat was found in their hamburgers. Yeah, in London. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the store is called Tesco, T-E-S-C-O. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. They were horrified when they got the statement back from the Food and Safety Authority of Ireland, the FSAI. They actually were testing. They were already under investigation for a few beef or hamburger meat suppliers and came back that there is horse DNA in the burgers. So now all of the stores that were buying from those suppliers had to pull all the meat off the shelves, send out all these recalls and all this other type of stuff, and people are going crazy. Yes. 10 out of the 27 burgers that were tested from the suppliers actually had horse DNA. Some of them were, like, very low levels, but, I mean, a low level or a high level. How did horse meat, why is there horse meat? Are there, somebody let me know, are there any cultures out there, people, places that actually have horse in the restaurant or on the cuisine? I don't know, why is there horse meat, period? I don't care if it's 0.002%. Why is there, unless a horse and a cow can get together and make another cow, I don't know, why is there horse DNA in the hamburger meat? So there is no clear explanation what the FSAI states. They don't know. It's still under investigation. So there are a lot of outlets, supermarkets, including Tesco, which are just pulling off stuff from the shelves. There are people that are just going crazy about it. They're, like, going crazy over there in the UK. So now that it's out there in the UK, that got me thinking, how much horse meat did I eat? We eat horse meat now, y'all? Because, you know, McDonald's ain't never ran out of French fries. I have been to McDonald's where they say, we don't have no fries. I don't get it. How you don't have fries? The truck didn't come in. Whatever. You ran out of French fries, you ran out of ice cream, but they never run out of meat. So do we really have that many cows, or are we mixing the meat with something else? I know that just made y'all sit me off subject, so now everybody is going vegetarian. I know the vegetarians are loving this. The people that don't eat meat are loving it. They are cracking up laughing. So now we're sitting here eating horse meat. I know that was over in the UK, but they just got caught in the UK. That's what it was. What's going over here on in America? Okay, it might not be horses. It might be possibly, no, this season I ain't seen too many squirrels. She eating squirrel meat in our hamburger. I know I called out pork, but now I'm just going to totally have to call off beef. Like, I called off beef for a while. The doctor was like, it's okay to have some. Now I'm like, no beef. You know, I just might go totally veg. I don't know. Y'all, let me know. It's not funny, because if I found out that I went to a store and I was feeding Metallus Moore's meat and I thought it was beef, I would be upset. But just to get a laugh, it is pretty funny. So I'll keep up with that and find out what's going on. Of course, there are tons of lawsuits getting thrown at these stores. They're trying to fight back and say it's not our fault, it's the supplier's fault. Now the suppliers are under investigation and things are getting shut down, but that means stores aren't having any beef. They're losing clients, losing customers. All this crazy stuff is going on. So we'll find out what's going on with the meat. Now I want to get a report now from the USA. I need California to come out with something. What are we eating? Do a DNA test. Is it horse meat? Is it lamb? I don't know. Well, they ain't going to put no lamb because lamb costs a lot of money. They're going to use something cheap that we got a whole plethora of. So, y'all, check your food. That's all it is. Be healthier, think healthier, and let's get right back into some music. So, those of you who are scared, don't worry about it. We're going to get rid of fear. Here's Kirk Franklin, Hello Fear, right here on Miss J in the Morning. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, fear. Before you sit down, there's something I need to explain. Since you're here, I think I should tell you. Since we last talked, things have changed. See, I'm tired of
positivity. I hope, I believe, so I'm receiving that I helped somebody out there to have a better perspective of your day. Make sure you change your mind. It might seem gloomy, it might be cold, but the sun is still there. It never goes anywhere. You might not be able to see it. You might not be able to feel it as much, but it is still there. The same with the sun is our Father God. He is always there for you. Go forth today saying goodbye to fear. Write fear a love letter and say, peace out. No more fear. You ain't tripping no more. You're going to go ahead and make a choice to be positive in every situation in life. It'll help you live longer. It's been proven, y'all, not just for your body, not just for your mind, but for your spirit. So what I want is the best of the best. And we're going to double up on some Kirk Franklin featuring my boy Molly Music. Give me that. I want that love that'll never change. Only from God and only from me right here on Miss J in the Morning. I love y'all, and I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. I'm leaving you with Give Me That. I love you.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that. Give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh-oh-oh. Anybody ready?
Oh-oh-oh.
Ready for His glory?
Oh-oh-oh.
If you are sick of a life,
oh-oh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh-oh-oh.
Every place.
time to get right. See, I include myself. I cast my own stone. I'm the man in the mirror, y'all. I can see my wrong. But I'm here by grace. Through Christ by faith. I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't. Peace that'll ease my pain. All that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh, anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water.
Prayer
calls for money and fame.
Uh-oh.
See, everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people.
Uh-oh.
Fall on our face.
Uh-oh.
And ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah.